Tonight, the University of San Diego's Transborder Institute kicks off its annual Border Film Week. From our Fronteras desk, Jill Replogle tells us about one documentary that opens a window into one of Tijuana's biggest, albeit illegal, industries.
Meet Felix Rosales, a middle-aged, overweight producer and actor in Tijuana's prolific B-movie industry.
¿Qué pasó, muchachos? ¿Cómo están?
Here's Rosales in the 2007 film No Más Muertes en la Frontera, or No More Deaths on the Border. Rosales has played many roles in dozens of films, but the role he knows best is that of a pollero, a coyote, a guy who helps immigrants sneak into the U.S. illegally. Now, here's Rosales in his other profession, the one that pays the bills.
You drive one car, there's three people in the trunk.
I ain't even got no papers. I just got deported.
Deported?
Yeah,
but I don't care. So I got one idea for you.
You see, Rosales is a pollero, a real-life human smuggler. Here he's trying to recruit an English-speaking deportee to drive back into the U.S. with a fake ID and three people hidden in the trunk. The clip you just heard is a scene from a new documentary about his life, on and off screen, called Felix, Self-Fictions of a Smuggler. Director Adriana Trujillo uses the intersection of Rosales' two worlds, his real life and his fictional film clips, to open a rare window onto the large and lucrative underground world of immigrant smuggling in a border city. Trujillo's film starts with a scene from Rosales' smuggling life. He's driving a car at night through the streets of Tijuana. Rosales tells the camera person who's filming from the back seat that he wants to show the world the smuggling business isn't the way it's often painted. Then Rosales examines some fake California driver's licenses and a passport that he's buying from a contact off the street. Trujillo says while filming the documentary, she was often surprised that Rosales was okay with sharing details of his business that could potentially get him and others into a lot of trouble. She says she was constantly checking in with him, asking, "Are you sure we can record this?" Each time Rosales said yes. In Trujillo's documentary, Rosales clearly sees himself as a hero, and he blames bad smugglers, the kind who leave their clients dying in the desert, for ruining the reputation of the entire profession. But in his fictional films, he sometimes plays the bad smuggler. Here's Rosales in a clip from the film Pesadilla Americana, or American Nightmare.
Estos hombres están muertos.
In the film, Rosales plays a smuggler taking a group of migrants across the border through the desert when two of them suddenly collapse and die. Rosales acknowledges the smuggling business has declined since the U.S. tightened border security. At one point in the documentary, he visits an aging smuggler who lives in a remote area of the border east of Tijuana. The man used to harbor border crossers on their way north, but now he doesn't have any clients, so he dedicates himself to making cheese. Still, Rosales says there will always be a smuggling business. It's just gotten more complicated and requires more creativity. And he wants to keep documenting it. As Trujillo and her team were finishing their documentary last year, she got a call from Rosales. He wanted her to come out and film a new smuggling technique he was using.
And we were like, oh, man, no, please, because we can't just record. We have to finish the film.
Trujillo's film, Felix, Self-Fictions of a Smuggler, is showing tonight with English subtitles at 6 o'clock at USD. Jill Replogle, KPBS News.